At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB Survivor Angles in just a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. Lightning bets before we wrap up as well. And a couple of those game twos, two very large game twos looming in the NBA that we didn't get a chance to touch on yet. We'll fold those into the two-minute drill in about 20 minutes. Plus, maybe some NHL angles as well with the Stanley Cup playoffs up and running. Maybe the arrival of Hockey Hawk. I don't know. Aaron watching hockey over the weekend in the double box while watching the NBA playoffs. Plus, we've got the latest moves on the NFL draft as well coming up inside the two-minute drill in about 20 minutes. But MLB Survivor angles, with the first game starting in about 2 hours from now, 1:05 Eastern, A's, Yankees. So there's afternoon baseball on a Monday. Everybody loves that. Where are we going? A lot of us, Joe, went Phillies last week. It worked out, right? Perfect 6-0 week for the Phillies. We were relaxing by the time the weekend was within sight because they got a sweep in the first series. Nothing to worry about. You tried convincing me to take the Pirates. Thank God I didn't listen. They go 0-6.
I did not try. I was just bringing it up for sake of the conversation. And that whole idea of I'm just waiting for it all to go bad. You didn't have to wait too long, Chris. It was
a disaster. They're a complete disaster. They can't hit the ball. They have one pitcher who's any good, and they limit him to less than 60 pitches. What are we doing? I know what we're doing. We're pirating. That's exactly what we're doing. Welcome to last place in the NL Central, boys. Here we come. Choo-choo. Fire up the train. Here comes the Buccos. Anyway, won't be playing the Pirates in Survivor anytime soon. Certainly
oh,
not this
six.
Week.
Well,
0-6 week. Jeez. An absolute disaster for the Buccos, who do send Mr. Taco Meat, Jared Jones, to the mound today against the Milwaukee Brewers, the first of a four-game set. I don't know what the angle is this week, Joe, on Survivor. As I mentioned, a lot of people took the Phillies, so they are out of the question. Otherwise, they're probably a decent look this week with 4 in Cincinnati and then 3 in San Diego. Some of the teams I had an eye on, not the Yankees, already used them, I believe. So they're off the slate with Oakland and Milwaukee this week. A lot of 7-game weeks as well, so you're going to need most likely somebody to win 4 out of 7. You're not going to be able to get away with a 3-3 week. The inclination is to just look at the White Sox schedule and take one of those two teams. I don't know if that's a terrible look this week. I think it might work with the Twins having 4 at home against the White Sox and then 3 out in Anaheim against the Angels.
Boy, part of me wants to go into next week, which I already plugged in because it's such an easy schedule. I don't know that Pittsburgh's a gimme next week. The way that they're playing, maybe not. But as far as this week, it is tougher. I have 3 spots, so I just ended up splitting it up. It's like it's just there's not an obvious one selection that is so much better than the others. So I took Baltimore because half of their week, They're facing Oakland. You get Rodriguez going twice this week. So I put one on Baltimore. I also took a look at the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers have all six games on the road this week, but three of them are against Washington, and you get Glasnow taking the hill twice. So that jumped out to me. And then a little bit, not a ton of confidence, but I'll trust Tampa when they're facing the White Sox and the Tigers. White Sox, you know, maybe they probably should sweep that one. So I'm just looking for 3-3 on the week. Baltimore, Dodgers, Tampa Bay. I just viewed it as a week where you probably want to split it up. I don't see one runaway pick that's easy.
You're muted, Baseball Hawk. I can't have Baseball Hawk perspectives going on mute.
Right. Sorry about that. So yeah, it is pretty tough because some of these teams with horrible records, they do play one series against a team that kind of scares you off a little bit. So I don't know. Fading the White Sox, the Rockies might be tough. I like the Baltimore play that Joe suggested.
Yeah, the Angels stink too. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if out stink is the word, but they're not good. I mean, they're in that division, by the way. This is an aside from any Survivor conversations. That division, I don't think any of us expected it to be the dumpster fire that it is to this point. But you look at the AL West, and it is. That's the best way to describe it. One team above 500. And it's only the Rangers who are a single game above 500. The Mariners have bounced back a little bit to their credit after a really poor start. But then you've got the Angels four games under. You got the A's six games under. You got the Astros clinging to life via the last few threads left in Justin Verlander's elbow. Like, that's it. They're 7-16. They are a disaster. Maybe instead of talking all this crap about the White Sox, Joe, we start looking at the Astros schedule and simply taking whoever is playing Houston.
Now, I'm not ready to do that. I know. I thought about it, too, when you look at run differential and all that. No, I'm not prepared to do that because
Cubs,
it's going to turn.
Cubs have three against the Astros and then three at Fenway.
No. Yeah, I mean, should we not be automatically fading the Oakland Athletics, the fourth place Oakland Athletics? Yeah, we probably should. I'm fine with that.
Should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Schedule.
It's not an easy week to find one, Aaron. What's that?
Yeah, the schedule doesn't look good for the A's. That's for sure.
It doesn't, but again, at least they're not the Astros. So there are a multitude of different ways to go with Survivor this week.
Are the Twins bad?
They're average, like every other team in each Central Division, Joe. They're just kind of there, right? So that's where I came around to, I don't know, maybe, like, Tampa's not great. Tampa's been underwhelming. Nope. But they draw three at home against the Tigers and then three on the south side of Chicago against the White Sox. I mean, that might be the way I go, to be quite honest. The
Tampa.
Rays, yeah, with two Zach Littell starts and three games on the south side against the White Sox, that may be the angle.
And Detroit's been a bit underwhelming. They're just,
yeah,
like you mentioned, they're kind of just there. They're just there. So it's not a team that scares you. So I wouldn't hate the Tampa play at all.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's really it. I mean, what about, okay, there's one other one I scribbled down.
Do you consider San Francisco now because they're facing Pittsburgh?
What's the back half of their week? The front half of the week is the Mets. Yeah. See, with the and it's Blake Snell against the Mets, and I don't want to get you and Jake into a whole Blake Snell thing, especially because you're in the same room today. There could be blood spattered on the walls by the time we're done. None of us need that. I don't know if I can go Giants yet. Although Webb gets a start again, you split the two on the back end against the Mets. You get a win today, you'd feel pretty good. Maybe the Giants are a look. We didn't bring up the Royals yet, did we? I mean, what? It's a 7-game week for them, but 4 are against the Jays. Let's talk about the picture of mediocrity there. And then 3 in Detroit. You get 2 starts from Singer. 2 starts from Waka.
Not a spot I want to use them.
You want to save it for later?
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I'll use them in a 6-game week, and I'll use them when they're facing one of the really, really bad teams, or at least teams that I'm sure are really bad. And, you know, Toronto's closer to the middle, I would say.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
They're going to face the White Sox too many times for me to take them in a week when they're not facing the White Sox.
Okay, that's a fair point. I just thought, contrarian angle, maybe Kansas City's a play this week for all the reasons that you mentioned that they're not a play, but I see what you're saying. It makes more sense to keep them in my back pocket, especially we've got, 3 weeks from now? 2 weeks from now, we've got a double pick week. Maybe
I got
off
one.
On Kansas.
What about the Diamondbacks? They play the Cardinals and the Mariners. It's a little risky, but Cardinals and Mariners have not been very good.
I like the Cardinals matchup.
Yeah, they're on the road all week, if that bothers you. I don't know if it does. Do you guys even worry about that?
I think in some situations, depending on, you know, where you're going, what the weather may be like, how it affects your pitching, all that kind of stuff, it's worth talking about. You know, are you going to a place where, you know, traditionally it can skew things like Colorado or Arizona? But in Arizona's case, going to St. Louis and Seattle, like 2 Brandon Pfaadt starts this week, that's actually not a bad look, Aaron. The one thing is Seattle has bounced back really well, I think, in the last week and a half. So I'd worry about maybe only taking 1 out of 3 in St. Louis and then being up against it in Seattle.
They have a stretch where they play the Angels, then the White Sox, then the Nats. So in June, you may want to wait for the Diamondbacks for that stretch there.
So that's the other part of this too, Joe, is the strategy of waiting. And how long do you want to keep certain teams holstered? And when, because that is like, it's kind of like the theory. You know, when we were working through the game theory of March Madness Survivor, it was, hey, you can try and pile up points early, but it might lead to you getting bounced if you don't pick the right dog. You can just stay in it through the first weekend, as some people did, like this guy here, and then you get to the second weekend and you're having to make some picks that you're more uncomfortable with. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Iowa State. So do you want to pile up the teams that you know are going to get you through a week early? Or, like I said, do you want to keep someone holstered for May or June when there's no way to predict how they're going to be playing in May or June, what starters may be out of the rotation, who may be limited, what guys may be on the IL, all those other factors that come into play?
Yeah, that's where I was just going to go, because your team, Pittsburgh, okay, maybe they've already played their best stretch of the season.
Right.
And maybe missed the boat on that. Are we going to see another run like that for them? What about Cleveland and Milwaukee? You know, they were flying under the radar before the season started to most people, and then maybe they're playing their best ball right now. So would you maybe push a pick with them now? Or it's kind of how you project the season, too. Do you think they're going to be in the mix for their divisions and they're going to be hanging around all season?
You mentioned Milwaukee. I mean, four against the Pirates right now. I know it's a seven-game week, and it's the Yankees on the back end. But take three out of four from the Pirates. You only got to win one against the Yankees over the weekend at home. Maybe. Joe Ross bounces back.
Oh, no, no, no. Mid-May, we got a Pittsburgh-Houston week. You're going to be all over that one.
Oh. Thank you. I appreciate the research. I'll write that one down. I don't know. This is where I do get upset with myself, Aaron, that I've spent a team like Arizona early on, and I can't go with them this week if I want to, even though you mentioned them. That's a good look.
Tampa Bay's not bad. You're considering them. I don't think that's bad. We talked about Baltimore, also the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Should be pretty good.
This might be the week to burn Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
With Oakland on the back end, our Oakland days on the back end. Feel good about that. Here's the problem. I'm not sure how they'll shake up the rotation for the weekend against Oakland. We'll see. They have an off day on Thursday, so maybe they reset things. Is there a chance you could get a Grayson Rodriguez again on the weekend? Probably not. But yeah, Baltimore's a good look for this week as well. Those are some MLB survivor plays. We'll have maybe some other MLB plays in the 2-minute drill, certainly in lightning bets as well. Your boy hit a big stupid parlay over the weekend. Maybe that'll come up in the 2-minute drill, that will probably never be replicated. It was just beautiful, dumb luck, because that's the way 5-leg parlays on first five totals usually go. Also, in the 2-minute drill coming up in just a couple of minutes, we got to get back into these NBA game twos that are still sitting out there, in particular New York, Philly, that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet, and of course LA, Denver as well, with the question of can the Lakers bounce back and are the Sixers alive whatsoever without Joel Embiid and perhaps without Tyrese Maxey as well. Could be really ugly. And I just saw an email fly across my screen about NHL empty net markets. So we're already getting creative about how we want to bet the Stanley Cup playoffs. Sure. Why not? Let's do it. NFL draft as well, because it's now just a little more than 72 hours away. Those all on the way. Anything you may have missed today, including a great dissection of what may go on in the first 5 to 10 picks of the NFL draft, first round as a whole with Scott Smith, the 4 for 4. You know, you can rewind inside your Odyssey app or simply download it as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.